This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. On Sunday, voters in Ukraine returned to the polls in a rerun of last month's disputed presidential runoff election. The election was ordered by the country's Supreme Court following days of protests in the streets of Kiev by thousands of supporters of defeated opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko, an uprising dubbed the Orange Revolution. Since the November 21st disputed election, much has changed in Ukraine, and the winner in November, Viktor Yanukovych, finds himself without the support of key backers, including Ukraine's outgoing president and the Kremlin. Earlier this week, NPR's Lawrence Sheets took a look at the Yushchenko campaign. Today, he reports on the final days of the Yanukovych campaign.
Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych is a tall, thick-set man who likes to dress in long, dark overcoats. He strikes an imposing presence, but his mood is far less buoyant these days. Yanukovych, who's 54, is closing out his campaign in central Ukraine, an area where he believes he can pick up more support. But here in Zhytomyr, a city of 400,000 people amid vast fields of rye and hops, only about 1,500 of his supporters, many of them from outlying areas, have turned up. And as Yanukovych speaks, several hundred opposition hecklers nearly shout him down with chants of "down with a convict," a reference to two jail terms for robbery and assault Yanukovych served while in his teens. As the opposition supporters and pro-Yanukovych forces argue, it becomes clear how differently they see the world. A young man named Vladimir argues Yanukovych will take Ukraine into a new type of Soviet-style subservience to Russia. He says Ukraine's future is as part of Europe. On the other hand, the Yanukovych supporters, many of them older people, talk about stability, order, and good relations with Russia. They point out their state pensions are significantly higher than 3 years ago when Yanukovych became prime minister. And many of them, like 55-year-old Raisa, blame America of being behind what they call the coup, the so-called Orange Revolution street protests in Kiev.
This is the crime of the century, worse than Hitler, worse than Chernobyl. This is a battle to Armageddon. It's a battle between the Antichrist and Christian people. They are turning people into orange zombies. All of them have abnormal sexual energy.
One woman grabs the microphone and shouts, "Yankee, go home." Other Yanukovych supporters say the mostly European election observers who found the first election fraudulent were spies. The sense of frustration on the part of Yanukovych and his supporters is understandable. Much of Yanukovych's top campaign staff has quit. Outgoing President Leonid Kuchma has effectively disowned him, depriving the prime minister of the government machine that helped him during the last vote. Finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin has distanced himself from Yanukovych, an abrupt about-face from his earlier support. During a TV debate this week, Yanukovych told his opponent Yushchenko that his victory would be a hollow one.
If you believe that you are going to win and become the president of Ukraine, you are deeply mistaken. If you win, you will be president of only part of Ukraine. And I don't want that. I want us to unite Ukraine together.
Yanukovych was referring to his base of support in the Russian-speaking eastern third of Ukraine. Olga Krizhanovska, national editor for the Ukrainian magazine Korrespondent, believes Yanukovych is already looking beyond the election.
Because now it's evident to everyone that he lost these elections and he lost this campaign. He's trying to stay as a leader and consolidate this part of eastern Ukraine who still believes in him and make it his, you know, his land, the origin of his support, so he can stay in politics and influence the development.
Limited opinion polls have shown Yanukovych trailing by at least 11 points going into the vote. Political observers here say Yanukovych's best hope is that opposition supporters get so complacent after the euphoria of the so-called Orange Revolution that many of them don't bother to show up at the polls. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.